effective against the other, it was still above the threshold for working to protect patients.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. A very active weather week ahead. Interesting weather day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. A breezy day. Scattered showers possible this afternoon, but showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight. Very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. In fact, tomorrow will be in the low to mid 70s again. Could be some spotty showers during the daytime hours tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again Tuesday night into Wednesday with storm system number 2 for this week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery City and county leaders will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic this weekend. This clinic is for people in Phase 1A+, which includes healthcare workers, first responders, and anyone 75 and older. The clinic is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 3003 East South Boulevard. You need to bring a photo ID to get the vaccine. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says he tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. He tells Alabama News Network he is home in isolation for the next 14 days and is experiencing flu-like symptoms. And Alabama's unemployment rate dropped to 3.9% in December. That's the lowest since the pandemic began. The Alabama Department of Labor says the numbers are down from November's unemployment rate of 4.4%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finance. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Monday, starting your week out, right? 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on the Monday.
Hey there. I'm about sick to death of all these quote-unquote mandates for this COVID thing. Okay, I get COVID is, you know, an unusual animal. But I've got personal experience with a virus, okay? Back 20 or so years ago, my wife got a virus that if you or I got it, we would have had a little cough and a runny nose for a week and been done with it. But she got that virus and had the particular genetic markers, and it killed her pancreas. over about 2 weeks, so her pancreas is non-functional.
Man.
Now, there's another set of genetic markers where that virus goes to the heart and will kill the heart and therefore kill the patient. Well, nobody was up in arms about this virus. This virus has been out there, okay? My son had swine flu. We weren't all up, freaked out, and closed down about swine flu, okay? So my feeling is you need to get off these mandates and let these patriots that have businesses get back to business and let the people that feel like they may be, okay, I might be vulnerable to this virus, I might need to stay away from folks, or I might need to wear a mask, or I might need to do whatever precaution I need to take. But you don't need to penalize the people that have the businesses by closing the businesses. You need to put it not on the businesses, but on the individual. Take individual responsibility for your health care. And government needs to stay the hell out of it. Does that make sense?
Hold on. Yes. And this is what happens when you get a bureaucrat running things, is that, you know, it's always a couple of things. Number one, if it's not working, we're just not putting enough government on it. If it's not working, we need to throw more money at it. And you don't know what's good for you. We do.
That's right. And see, that has to change before any of the rest of it will change. Okay? And what freaks me out is the why do people keep voting these Nancy Pelosi types in? Why do they keep voting them in? I just can't understand the reasoning behind it.
Because where you live in Elmore County, and where Nancy Pelosi lives in San Francisco, are two philosophically different planets.
Right. I guess that's true. I know. I don't have homeless people that I have to walk over the sidewalk in downtown Wetumpka.
Yeah. Well, people that are taking poops on the sidewalk.
Right. I ain't got a problem with fences. Most places around here got fences. So anyway, I just wanted to get that off. I'm tired of the COVID now.
Yep.
Suck it up and go on. And now we're going to be mandated to wear, to wear masks in federal buildings. You know what? I ain't going into a federal building anyway. I just don't want to be around them, you know? I just can't.
Well, I'm really looking forward to watching this. You know, I've got friends still in Washington, D.C., and I want to see what all the federal employees at the Labor Department are going to say. Are they going to wear a mask all day long?
Yeah, probably
I don't
not.
Think so.
I wouldn't think so. And, Joe's been in there, 3 days now, and he's already killed 75,000 jobs. So your unemployment that we just got back down to around 4, that's
Kyle,
making
we're losing you there, buddy.
All right.
Was that me or him? That's me. Okay, never mind. My headset's acting up here.
Oh, that's not good. The unemployment number for December, that was around 3 or 4, getting back to real normal. That's fixing to skyrocket when Joe goes in, that's all I can say.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, that's, there you go. The Alabama reports an unemployment rate in the 3%, and it's happening because there are people that are opening up their businesses. I mean, we didn't shut down everything, but by golly, they need to get these damn schools open.
Absolutely they need to. Because the kids aren't at risk, and if the teachers are at risk, they need to be responsible enough to take whatever precautions they need to take. And if you're a teacher, you got state health care anyway.
There you go.
All right, fellas, thank you. Have a good one.
Kyle, thank you, buddy. Always a pleasure talking to you. La da 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 da, headset messing up. Okay, so we did four.
Yeah.
So we need to do five. Lunt says there's just too much anger out there.
Given the fact that you feel like you're losing your temper and that you're becoming part of the strident voices here, and I know you get mad sometimes when you do these focus groups, is this it for you? It sounds to me like you've made a decision.
I made a decision. I just need the courage to follow it through. And by the way, I do not feel that way about you. Howie, you and I have known each other for almost 20 years. I have never read any bias into what you've written. I do not see it in what you say. You're one of the good guys, but there are so few. I mean, there's Brett Baer on your network and Neil Cavuto, but there are too few people who are telling the truth in a straightforward, factual way. And if I can't do it myself, if either I'm intimidated or I'm angry, then I become a bad spokesperson. I become a bad mouthpiece. I believe the public has the right to be heard, and we have the responsibility to tell their story. I just don't know anymore if I'm the right person to do it.
I think some people may agree with that. Okay, the media, academia, and entertainment industry are responsible for this. Listen in.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but in the minute that we have left, I mean, how much do not just cable news, although cable news is a principal offender, but newspapers, websites, how much are they really fueling these divisions because the most aggressive things you say, the sharpest things you say, are rewarded with clicks and ratings and retweets?
It's more than fueling it. They're ratifying it. They are confirming it, so that people feel that they have the right to speak up in the way that they do. You would never behave this way in front of your children, and yet you feel no problem behaving this way in front of millions of people watching you. Those people knew that I was going to do this, and I respect them for being willing to participate in my focus groups, but they set the worst example for their kids and the next generation, and frankly, media, academia, entertainment, they're all responsible for this. And we all have to teach civics, we have to teach civility, right. And we have to say, enough is enough. And that's what I'm trying to do on your show right now with this segment. Enough is enough.
I'm glad that he said about academia, entertainment, and media, because how many times have I said on the show, the reason we are where we are right now is because of the media, is because of what they've done and what they've left undone. And that's where the problem is all getting centered here. So, big problem, not big solutions out there, but let me tell you, there's an anger level that's really, really out there. Maria Bartiromo had a really good show, and she's going to start out with John Solomon, and we're going to progress over to Lee Smith after a couple of calls. But John Solomon on the new FBI documents that got dumped again more last Friday.
Foreign governments are going to try to influence our democracy for the rest of our lives. We need to have tools to find out about that. And when you find out about a foreign government trying to influence a campaign, you need to protect the campaign, not spy on it. They did it right for Clinton. They used the counterintelligence investigation to spy on Trump. That is a double standard. That is political bias. And I'm hoping Durham is looking this.
That was Senator Lindsey Graham on this program back in August, breaking news about a document he said proved that the FBI applied a different standard of justice to Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. We learned more about this on Wednesday when President Trump formally declassified a slew of Russiagate documents before leaving office. Joining me right now are two journalists who were instrumental in exposing the Russia hoax. John Solomon is editor and chief of Just the News. Walk us through what was most important from your standpoint of that Russia document dump that we saw this last week as the President Trump declassified so many documents related to the made-up story of Russia collusion.
Yeah, I think when we're done, listen, there are thousands of pages of documents. So it's going to take us weeks to get through the significance. But these are to judicial integrity, to what the Pentagon Papers were to the Vietnam War. Why do I say that? It just shows an extraordinary effort by the FBI to participate And what they knew was a political dirty trick. They knew Christopher Steele's intention was to help Hillary Clinton get rid of her email scandal, distract the public from it in the last quarter of the election. They also knew that he wanted to help Great Britain because he thought Donald Trump would be bad for the U.S.-Great Britain relationship. They knew a foreigner was influencing our elections, and they allowed it to persist, not for weeks or months, but for 2.5 years. I think at the core of it, that is the big headline that these documents make. Then you can go through all the things like Senator Graham just said. A double standard is irrefutable. Hillary Clinton was being targeted by a foreign power. They were going to route money into her campaign. The FBI tried to get a FISA on the country to spy on it. James Comey's leadership said, now we're not going to do that. And they gave her a defensive briefing, probably a good thing. They did not do the same thing for President Trump. They go get the FISA, they spy on the campaign. They never give President Trump the same defensive briefing. Two standards, one FBI. It's why people are so frustrated.
If I read the kind of story right that John Solomon did on Just the News, basically what it gets down to is that these documents are coming out of the Durham investigation. And so this kind of gives you a glimpse of what's going on in the Durham thing. And there's some serious finger pointing. The one thing I don't know, and I can't figure out because nobody kind of isolated it, who is the foreign country that is going to put money in Hillary Clinton's campaign? Was it Russia? Or was it China? Or was it somebody else? But she got a defensive briefing about that and kind of, no. They're trying to do this. Be careful. And I'm sure she went, darn, I wanted that to happen. So John Solomon, on one of our favorite people of all time, deputy director and then soon acting director, Andrew McKay.
Tell me about the real bombshells in this declassification, because I know that you are breaking news this morning on Andrew McCabe. What can you tell us?
Listen, Andrew McCabe is one of the most central figures in this case. He was the deputy director until James Comey was fired. Then he became the acting FBI director. And back in 2015 and 16, I wrote a series of stories with Sarah Carter that looked at his wife running for Virginia Senate. He and his wife meet with Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a close Clinton friend and a Democrat, that they arrange some financing for McAuliffe to help McCabe's wife. And yet he never steps aside in the email investigation until the very end. And he never stepped aside in the Russia investigation, obviously, even though Hillary Clinton's evidence was what started the whole Russia case, the Steele dossier. These declassified memos, including McCabe's own notes that he took for meetings, show there was grave concern that McCabe was staying around and participating in these cases. Rod Rosenstein in 2017, May, right after Comey's fired, tries to push McCabe to step aside, saying it's just not good, it's bad optics, it's going to hurt the integrity of the FBI if you stay in charge of the Russia case, given all we know about your wife's campaign. And at the end of the day, McCabe stood there and said, I'm going to stay in there. Now, even Special Counsel Mueller, Robert Mueller, was aware of this. He said, I'm not going to get into the conflicts, but you should know, Andy McCabe, you're probably going to be a witness in my Russia investigation. McCabe still doesn't step aside. So that's stuff we did not see going on. It was in the backroom dealing.
I wonder where Andrew McCabe was on Jeff Sessions recusing himself. Let me go to a break. Dan Mora Show back after this.
Show me a world where I could be so deep.
they're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system service or repair, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24-7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Midway home. Hey, got something coming up here next month. Special day. Valentine's Day. You want to get a special gift for that sweetheart in your life? Dylan Wings is the place to go. 119 Brown Springs Road. Josh and Leslie, they can help you out. Josh can make something for you, repair something for you. How wonderful would it be? Something that was broken. You take it, give it to him, he fixes it, comes back looking like brand new. How exciting would that Valentine's special sweetheart be? How about if they made something from scratch that you gave them the information and told them about that special person and that they built a piece of jewelry around that? Oh, man, talk about it. She would love that. Dylan Range can do all of that plus so much more, including appraisals, because if you've got jewelry and you've got some money in them, don't think that your homeowner's insurance is going to cover it unless you have a rider on there. And for that rider to be effective, it has to have an appraisal with it, a current appraisal. Don't take things for granted. Gold has gone up substantially, and if you haven't gotten a reappraised, you may be losing money if something were to happen to that. Dylan Wings, 334-215-3669. 119 Brown Springs Road. Go by and see Josh and Leslie. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Okay. So now John Solomon is going to be talking about Durham and what he is focusing on. Listen in.
John Durham is continuing a criminal investigation. We are going to be talking this morning about the Biden agenda. Do you expect Durham to come out with indictments even in the face of a new administration and the Biden agenda unfolding?
Everything that I see in the activity of the investigation and everything I hear from defense lawyers and others that are familiar with what's going on is that he is building a small number of indictments, trying to get the evidence to get there. There have been some delays and there's fights over evidence in the secret, you know, behind closed doors, grand jury fights. But all the evidence is pointing toward him trying to bring criminal charges probably in the first quarter of this year. That's what I'm hearing. Of course, there's a new sheriff in town. When Merrick Garland gets confirmed as attorney general, as we expect he will, he'll have a say and maybe he'll take and put the case and set it aside. But right now, John Durham looks to be building a small number of indictments focused on the top of the FBI. That's very important. The very top of the leadership of the FBI. That's where he's looking.
I tell you one thing that the Republicans need to be prepared for, and this is where when you lose leadership and you have a whole bunch of people that are operating as independent folks out there, and that is if this FISA investigation, the Durham investigation, does get sidelined, they need to be screaming like crazy. They need to be going crazy. Same thing with the Hunter Biden deal. If they cannot come up with a hardcore reason why it got tabled, then the Republicans need to be yelling foul all day long. John Solomon's going to reveal to us Christopher Steele's motives. Listen.
Also in these documents that were declassified, we learned about Christopher Steele and a confession a year after he was fired. Tell me about that.
So important. Christopher Steele finally describes his motive in September 2017. Remember, he was fired in November for leaking to the media, November 16. They bring him back in September. And he said, here are my two motives. My first motive was James Comey reopened the Clinton email case. I thought that was going to hurt Hillary Clinton's chances. I leaked to the news media to create a different storyline in the public. And secondly, I considered Donald Trump to be my main opponent, and I didn't want him to be president because he would hurt the Great Britain-U.S. relationship. Now, remember, he's a foreigner. He's a British former MI6 agent. This is the clearest evidence that a foreigner intervened in an election. We started the Russia collusion investigation thinking Donald Trump and Russia were colluding together, and we ended it knowing that Hillary Clinton's handpicked MI6 investigator intervened in our election because he didn't like Donald Trump and he wanted to help Hillary Clinton. What a role reversal.
It is going to be a real shame if this thing kind of goes away. A real, real shame. And again, my faith and DOJ will dwindle to a remarkably low area. Now, Lee Smith, who's an author who has written a great book. There's a movie that is based on the book, and that is really good.
The Plot Against the President.
Plot Against the President is outstanding. You can see it on Amazon. Very good movie. Not short, but it's good. Lee Smith's going to weigh in on Andy McCabe.
Lee, thanks very much for joining the conversation. Your reaction to what we saw this week as we have been talking about these newly declassified documents.
Yeah, I mean, John's piece is very important, the one that just came out this morning. I mean, it's actually fascinating because we realize that going back to 2016, the entire operation was covering for Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's email problems, right? The real issue wasn't that she was messing around or that she was mishandling classified intelligence. It appears that there was some nasty stuff in those emails that they didn't want getting out, so they needed to smear Donald Trump as a Russian asset. And, of course, this operation continued for a long time, and it's very funny then to see Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller both saying, as the British would put it, it's a little bit too much on the nose, Andy, to have you still running this investigation here at the FBI, given the amount of money that Clinton allies paid for your wife's campaign. We need to make this look legit now. It's no longer about Hillary. It's about tying up the President of the United States.
I hate to say this, but I hope they get Andrew McCabe. Hope they get Peter Strzok in particular. Lisa Page, but Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, definitely. Weissman, definitely. These talking parrots that you see on TV, and again, where a pundit is saying something as if the people are saying it, those are classic examples of folks. Craig, I'm going to come back to you right after this break, so leave me some running room. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed. Queen, now $1,799, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. A very active weather week ahead. Interesting weather day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. A breezy day. Scattered showers possible this afternoon, but showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight. Very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. In fact, tomorrow will be in the low to mid 70s again. Could be some spotty showers during the daytime hours tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again Tuesday night into Wednesday with storm system number 2 for this week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together we do more.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Before we go back to the calls, here, I want to mention again Morris Corporation of the South, John Williams, and the whole gang up on the mountain in Wetumpka, helping people like you out, saving money on their mortgages by refinancing, by new financing, by getting letters of approval for a loan, you give them a call, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South, helping me out, and they certainly can help you out, because I'm just a little lonely talk show host with little wrappings of Ameriprise Financial behind it. Give them a call. See what they can do for you. VA, conventional, FHA loans, they can do it all. 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Craig, how are you today, my friend?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Good.
Hey, before we get talking business, did you see the two different weather reports they had planned for today?
No.
Had Trump stayed in office, it would have been global warming. But since it's Biden, the heavens have opened up and the rays of sunshine have beamed down across America once again.
It's all good in America.
There you go.
That is true. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, do you really think that the Republicans are going to stand up if this McCabe and FBI probe falls through? Because I don't.
I hope they do. That's what I said. I hope they do.
Yeah. I just don't think they will. I mean, look how fast McConnell turned on Trump when he was no longer beneficial to him. it's truly a swamp up there. You know, alligators eating each other constantly and trying to stay away from the ones that can eat them. I mean, it's just a mess up there. You know, and
yes,
it's
indeed.
Crazy. You know, I'm sure they got enough dirt on them to make Republicans shut up, too. I mean, it's...
Well, now, McConnell started changing his tune when he started getting a lot of blowback.
Right. Well, I can understand that. I mean, when it's affecting your job, or so to speak, but I just don't trust them. I don't trust anybody in Washington right now. And until Coach Tuberville proves what he's going to do, I don't trust that he's going to do everything the way that it needs to be done. And I hate that because I voted for him. I even voted for him when he played against Saban. So that's how I go back with the Tubs. But I just don't see any of them really standing up, hooping and a hollering like Maxine Waters and them did. That's something the Dems do now. I mean, they don't get out and scream and holler and rant and rave and bring it to light. Bring attention to things they want attention brought to. So
yeah, I'm with you. Republicans are basically weenies.
Well, yeah, they pretty much are. So, but before I get off here, can I get into the two drawings?
Well, would you like to get into the two drawings?
Well, I figured might as well.
Give me a month and day of birth.
1/12.
Craig, you're in the Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing, which we do on Thursday, and this weekly farm market get basket drawing, which we do on Friday.
Between 2:30 and 2:45.
You are so right, Carl. Thanks, Craig.
That's right. Hey, y'all have a great day, gentlemen.
Thanks, my friend. Steve, help me here, my friend. Help me.
Hey, Dano.
Steve-o, how's the captain?
Well, I talked to him last night, and he said he had both hands on the wheel, and he was headed towards uncharted waters, but he thought he'd saw a unity dove.
Ah, I like that. So was he rooting for the Buccaneers?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yes, that's his team, and he said he just hated that the cheerleaders couldn't be on the field.
Ah, I'm feeling it.
Hey, if you had $100,000 laying around, Dan, and just play money, and you could get a line out of Las Vegas on whether they're going to indict anybody, especially top echelon of the FBI, what percentage of that $100,000 would you feel comfortable with betting?
Even money?
Even money.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'd put all $100,000 on it that they're not.
Okay.
Just based on past history of what's happened over the last, since Trump's been in there, I just, as you said just a minute ago, the Republicans are weenies, the Democrats are street fighters. You know, the Republicans want to go by Robert's Rules of Order.
Play nice, play nice. Shoot me nicely.
This is true, and that's why the Dems hated Trump, so because he was a street fighter from New York, and he knew how to fight them. But he didn't get any support, he didn't get any help, and so that's where we are today. But remember when old Shifty Schiff gave us the lecture about so many cases are made from circumstantial evidence? You don't need proof beyond a reasonable doubt. You don't need physical evidence. You don't need, all you need is circumstantial evidence.
Did he graduate from law school?
I'm telling you, he learned me. Shifty Shift, I mean, he should be teaching in the academy. when it comes to anybody on that side of the fence, you know, you've got to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt, no shadow, no possibility. But when it comes to the other side, circumstantial hearsay, a third-party phone call...
Works just fine.
So I would hope, you know, I would hope the captain would agree with me that they would indict someone and that they could find a grand jury that would go along with the grand jury foreman, but I don't think so. I don't think they'll find somebody that would lead the grand jury towards that direction, even if they got an indictment.
So you're saying no indictments at all?
No, I don't see it. If you can't even get judges to look at voter fraud.
Well, there's a difference between a judge and saying overturn the election and getting a grand jury that you're giving the information to say, does this deserve an indictment?
Oh yeah, I agree. But I don't believe you're going to get. And also, where would that take place, and where would the citizens come from that would be on that grand jury?
Well, you have one in Virginia and you have one in D.C.
Well, there you go. Well, Dan, you have a good day, my friend.
You give the captain my regards.
I will tell him, and as he told me last night, he's got to keep both hands on the wheel because uncharted waters are ahead.
Well, I will be rooting for the captain for Super Bowl.
Sounds like a plan, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Good caller, Steve. Oh, plenty of time. Smoking Otis.
Good afternoon, Dino and Joey.
Smoking Otis, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing all right. Had a little surgery, but I'm doing all right from it.
What kind of surgery? Did they add things or take things away?
Well, they considered taking things away, but I had a little infection there, and it got down in the bone, so they may have to yet take some away.
Oh.
We're just waiting to see on that. We'll see about that in the fullness of time.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Just time or two. But look, Dan, you know, I done figured out that this is a crazy world, and it's getting crazier every day. Now, I read an article this morning that said up in Delaware that students can not only have, you know, gender identity, they identify themselves as a girl or a boy of the opposite sex. They use their bathrooms and all that.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I found out that they can select their race.
Their race?
Their race, yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
I never heard of that, but that's what the article said up in Delaware. And actually, they were proposing to do it without parental permission. I think they kind of backtracked on that part of it. But I've never heard of a gender identity and a race identity. You can just choose what you want to be.
Well, for getting... never mind. I won't even say it. Will not even say it. Joey stopped me. He said, don't do it, Dan. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Well, man, I just thought that was just about the craziest thing I've ever heard. Now, you can just imagine a a black person is identifying as a white, or a white person identifying as a black, or both of them identifying as a Native American, and the list goes on and on.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that was just kind of weird to me. I thought that I'd bring that to your attention. I don't know if you've seen any articles about that.
I have not seen it. I was occupado this morning, so I did not see it.
I understand you, man. Anyway, I just want to throw that out there as kind of something to flip around. If it evolves up in the Northeast, it's liable to trickle out from up there.
Well, those people in Delaware are a little crazy, so don't worry about
that. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Isn't that where Joe Biden's from?
That is where Joe Biden is from.
That's what I thought. Oh, man. It's crazy and getting crazy every day. All I can do is just hang on for the ride and just see where it takes me.
There you go. Smoking notice. I appreciate you. Appreciate you going
in today. Yeah, leave it in the hands. Yeah, leave it in the hands of the good Lord, man.
There you go. That's the only way to do it.
Only way. Throw me into the drawing this week, brother, if I could.
What do you think, Joey?
Yeah.
He said yes.
God, you're a good man, Joey. You're a good man, Dan. You just keep on with it.
Good talking to you.
Yep, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Maria Bartiromo talking to John Solomon. He's going to get into the mindset of Andrew McCabe based on something that he responded to. Listen in.
We have those texts between Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe, as well as Peter Strzok. Hmm. Tell us how you see it. Do you agree with that, John, what you just heard from Lee?
Oh, I do. I mean, listen, Lee's book lays it out better than anyone has done it in the last 5 years. He has it just right. Yeah, it's such a great book. Listen, here's the thing. Andy McCabe is a political animal, and anyone who doesn't think so just needs to read his text messages. You know, there's a moment when there's one text message that caught my fancy last night, and I put it into this morning story. It's right after the Brexit vote passes in Great Britain, and someone, a colleague, sends Great Britain sends McCabe, "Hey, this is a sad day for the UK," and he writes back, "Yeah, I didn't see it coming. I'm shocked by it, but you know what? I hope it's not a harbinger for what's going to happen here in America in November," meaning November 16, clearly indicating he didn't want a Donald Trump-like movement hearing in Washington like Brexit had done for Great Britain. You don't really want your deputy director of the FBI, who's supposed to be above politics, talking that way. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting things in these text messages that gets to the mindset of Andy McCabe.
The mindset of Andy McCabe. Grandma, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to do a quick commercial. Coming right back to you. This is very brief. Going to come right back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment coming up, boys and girls. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Grandma did. Grandma, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Grandmom, I'm sorry. Grandmom?
Hello?
Grandmom? Grandmom?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
What's on your mind today?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What's on your mind today?
Okay, gender. Okay. Y'all haven't got the slightest idea about what's going on with our grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Okay.
It's I have a granddaughter that lives in Virginia, and she's into the gender identity, and she has informed us that to the point, the way she believes, we're going to need charts and graphs to figure out what our children are talking about. She's going to set up a power presentation for her mother that will go over which group has which flag, what we're supposed to refer to them as, and what their beliefs are for each group.
How old is this child?
13.
Wow.
And it's going to be to the point, well, I asked, could I refer to them as y'all? And she thought about it for a minute. She said, yep, that doesn't identify any particular sex. So it works. And so it's y'all.
So how did... What do you think about her thinking in that direction? Why do you think she thinks in that direction? And where were her parents on their... Did they have a night off or something?
No. Her mother is conservative. Her dad is a tad more liberal, but he's active duty. They are going okay. If this is what works for you, then, you know, we need to talk about it. And her dad is one of these people that says, okay, where's the evidence? What's the proof? And that's the way he is about anything, politics, religion, anything. But
so do they think that she's going to grow out of it?
We haven't gotten that far. This is fairly new to me. But I would like to think she's going to grow out of it. But this is where the younger generation is right now. And I'm hearing from her that there's more of it out there than we, that the grown-ups, the parents and the great and the grandparents know.
Are you hearing it from her or are you hearing it from other parents?
I'm hearing it from her.
Yeah, I would
she and I have a good relationship.
Yeah, I'd be suspicious of a 13-year-old source.
No, this is what her generation is discussing.
Well, but what it could be is in her world, which is pretty finite, it could be her generation, but you and I know that it may be three people she's talking to.
No, well, it's a little bit more than three people. But
how do you know that?
I know some of the names of the people that she's talking to. Of her friends, schoolmates.
Has anybody talked to their parents?
Well, I'm here in Alabama, so that's... and right now, the Virginia schools are virtual learning only, and that was another reason I was going to call you earlier, but I decided not to get into that battle. But, so, I have my own feelings about that, and you and I might tend to disagree, but talking with my granddaughter, that's where a lot of the young folks, and I don't know what is pushing them in this direction. That's what I'm trying to find out. but I don't want to destroy the relationship that she and I have. So I got to be careful how I tread on this.
Well, good luck with that. I, my 13-year-old, I have two very, very, very smart boys, and when they were 13 years old, grasping that concept, and, you know, that, I don't know, I would kind of check the source here.
Yeah, and, you know, my 13-year-old granddaughter is very smart. She's an AB student. So, and her parents have raised her to talk and to communicate with them. And this is where she is right now.
Okay.
So, just to let you know, it's out there and it's coming to get us. But I have asked for a copy of the chart or charts. And for the flag, she said she doesn't have a color printer. So I told her, just give me a guide or a key and I'll color in the flags. So I want to be knowledgeable.
Okay. You and I, we should have a conversation 5 years from now and see.
Right.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, I'm going to give her until she's a young adult.
Thank you, Grandma.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was interesting, I think. You know, in my household, that would have prompted the fastest telephone call to either of my boys' top 10 friends.
A guy just called up, asked if you want to go on air. He didn't. He said it's kind of happening with his boys, too. I suspect this is coming from school and
peer pressure.
Yeah, and certain online things targeting the latest, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what there are fads that happen, and that I could chalk it up to that, but I'd be careful when saying it's coming.
And I wouldn't, fad is the word I almost use, but that's like there were bracelet fads. They're like, it could be something being pushed by academics or the like. Depends on what school system, and of course. But
did the caller say what school system they were in?
No, he was being kind of shy because he was worried about bringing up stuff publicly too much with his kids.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, one thing that you have to be careful of is where your kids, what are the inputs that they're getting? And if you don't know their inputs, then don't be surprised if somebody writes on their RAM they didn't have much program written on it. Why something that ran pretty easily? Kind of scary. Let's see. Where did I drop?
Well, we really only have like 30 seconds left here.
Well, oh, gosh. Joey.
Yeah.
We went on a show again.
I know.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's do it again tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and let's keep doing it until we get it right.
Okay. Sure.
Because that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.